Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. It's impossible to predict what new issue will hit the headlines. I didn't expect gas and oil pipelines to be in the headlines. It all began on President Biden's first day in the White House. He revoked the permit to complete the Keystone XL pipeline. After spending millions of dollars and 90% completed, he closed the door. If completed, it would be able to deliver more than 800,000 barrels of oil per day from Canada to refineries on our East Coast and would have created 13,000 jobs. Transporting oil or anything across the country is never risk-free, but even Biden's staff acknowledges that compared to trucks or rail, the pipeline is the best way to go. To help open our eyes to this fact, we have the Colonial Pipeline shut down. Just last week, we had cars and trucks unable to get needed fuel. Gas lines at the stations extended for blocks. What happened? Cyber attackers from Eastern Europe or maybe Russia, we don't know where, they shut down our pipeline and demanded a ransom payment. Well, we quickly gave them $4.4 million. That pipeline provides 45% of the fuel for the East Coast, and I guess we had to pay them. We would have been shut down for weeks, maybe even longer, if we didn't hand over the money. Trucks and trains could not have delivered the huge amount of fuel needed. When paid, the ransom hackers unlocked the system, and now we have fuel and they have our money. There are two important messages here. Number one, ransom thieves are likely to be a big problem in the years ahead. And two, when it comes to transporting oil and gas, we need pipelines. They're much safer, less expensive, and do far less damage to the planet than trucks and trains. However, I'm not sure that we've learned. Governor Whitmer of Michigan is trying to close down the Enbridge Energy Line 5. That pipeline delivers more than 500,000 barrels of oil and natural gas through Canada and the Great Lakes. A shutdown would cause a major propane shortage in Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Indiana. We would lose 37,000 jobs. So in closing, I hope we've learned something from all of this. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.